Hello everyone, my name is Akil, and today on Let's Get Equal, I will take the subject of complete equality and will ask for an expert's opinion on what they think of it. But first, some background information. Complete equality, pure equality, true equality, all are synonyms for the Equal Rights Amendment, when it was actually a proposed idea in 1923, and then given a chance to be passed in 1972. However, activists against this, Phyllis Schlafly, said that this act would deny women privileges. What do you think of this, Mauricio?
So, was Phyllis Schlafly a guy or a girl?
It was a woman.
It was a woman. So that kind of makes it interesting, because if you think about it, we all want fair equality. No person, male or female, should be higher than the other one just because of the sex they are. And I believe that the whole true equality, meaning that both men and female are equal in all aspects, in job and in education and in opportunity between all. But what I think the whole true equality would have meant would be also the fact that if a man is being harassed by a woman, he is able to strike her back. Of course, in our current time, we can't do that. That is very frowned upon, and it is the fault of the man if the woman is harassing him, saying verbal abuse, maybe even pushing him around. He can't do anything, because necessarily if he strikes the woman, it will cause him to be basically chastised. He can't exactly defend himself, so he just has to kind of take it. The true equality would mean that, of course, a man could hit a woman. Now, necessarily that wouldn't be a good thing, but he shouldn't be chastised if it was for defense purposes. But if it's in his own home, he's being aggressive towards us, then yes, the law should be taken into account, and he should be apprehended for that reason.
Thank you. And now, how do you think the world would change if we passed this law now?
If this law was passed now, I believe that would truly change the way men and women would change greatly. If you think about it, that would mean men would be able to strike women, which is obviously something that shouldn't really happen that often, unless it's for just cause reasons, for self-defense, or if you're getting harassed constantly, because it's the same. If a man harasses a woman at a bar, she has the opportunity to slap him, to maybe throw her drink in his face, but a man can't do that to a woman. That's very, well, ungentlemanlike. But equal opportunity would allow that sort of actions to happen, and it would kind of change our social construct, saying that if you are harassed by whoever, you have the right to defend yourself or leave. Preferably leave and don't cause any violence. But in some circumstances, if the person keeps harassing, whether that be a man or a woman, you might have to defend yourself back. So it would greatly change the social society's concept between man hitting a woman, whether a woman hitting a man. It would basically become somewhat acceptable under the correct circumstance.
All right. What would you change with the current equality we have today?
The current equality that we have now between men and women is probably very good. It is men and women both have the exact same opportunity to get an education. There's no sexism between a girl going to school and a boy going to school. They can luckily go to public schools and then eventually to college if they're smart enough. And if they, of course, have the money, which is some other topic. And the whole idea of work is also perfect. Some like to go into different ideas. The whole supposed wage gap thing has been proven wrong, but that's from other reasons. I believe that society now is non-very sexist. There might still be sexist people in the workplace who harass women, but it's in a good position how it is now compared to, say, the 1920s, where women couldn't even get a job as an office, maybe just a secretary or a dancer of some sort. So it's in a good position, is what I'm trying to say.
All right. Now, do you believe that the third wave feminists are even trying to push for equality anymore?
Third wave feminists, I believe, maybe not all of them, but I do believe a majority of them are pushing for no longer equality between men and women. They're pushing for more of an equality of women becoming higher than men, earning more money for certain circumstances, having more privileges and aid from the government. It's not so much that they don't want equality. They're fighting for most likely good reasons to protect women from offices or bosses who want to sexually assault them. They're fighting for good reasons, but it seems from most of them they want to become higher than men, than what they want to degrade men, essentially to become lesser. So it would essentially flip the roles. When before the 1920s, men were higher than women, and now in the 2018, men are equal to women, and now maybe in the future, if this continues, women would become higher than men. That's what I believe third wave feminism is trying to fight for.
Now, do you believe that LGBT community and equality are the same thing? Like, do they go for the same like purpose? Do they want to be equal to men and women in like a social sense?
I believe that the LGBT community is fighting for a good equality. We shouldn't exactly discriminate against people who are gay or lesbian, who love men, who men love men and women love women. That's unlawful. That's unhuman, essentially. You are denying someone's ability to love for who they want to be. Fighting for their equality is a good cause. There shouldn't be any discrimination in the workplace. They shouldn't be harassed in colleges or schools or campuses, and they should be allowed to necessarily eat anywhere. Although one good problem that comes with business is that, for instance, Christians do not believe, well, some of them do not believe in gay or homosexuality or same-sex marriages. And sometimes they'd like to deny services to them. Now, whether that's lawful or not, that's up to debate.
Thank you so much for your expertise, Mauricio. And until next time, try being equal.